वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयामुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु भागवतसेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। हे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 8 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट 4। वन ओके ओके I just read text 4 and we'll re chant together text 4, right? Yeah. Chanting, okay. Sri Suka Uvacha. Oh, sorry. Iti Yukta Sadid Rajan Sava Bhadra Kashyape Vai Anviyastad Vatram Idam Davastram Antarittaha. Translation and purport by Sivangis is Sivaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Okay. Shukadeva Goswami said, O king, after Aditi was thus advised by her husband Kashyap Muni, she strictly followed his instructions without laziness and in this way performed the Payavrata ritualistic ceremony. Purport. For advancement in anything, especially in spiritual life, one must strictly follow the bona fide instructions of the teacher. Aditi and did this. She strictly followed the instructions of her husband and guru. As confirmed in the Vedic injunction, Yasya Deva Para Bhakti Yatha Deve Tatha Guru. One should have complete faith in the guru who helps the disciple makes progress in spiritual life. As soon as a disciple thinks independently, not caring for the instructions of spiritual master, his failure. Yasya pradhana gantho kitopi. Aditi very strictly followed the instructions of her husband and the spiritual master, and thus she was successful. Texts 2 and 3. Oh, sorry. 16. Sorry. 16, sir. Yeah, sorry, now we got 16. I was reading it since. Yes. श्रीसुक उवाच एवं प्रतेषु नस्तेषु देवमदास्तदा हृते त्रिविपस्तते दैनिह परात्यभत् अन्तवत्तः। सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड ओ किंग व्हेन अदितिस सन्स द डेमिगॉड्स हैड थस डिसअपीयर्ड फ्रॉम द हेवन एंड द डीमन्स ऑक्युपाइड देयर प्लेसेस Aditi began lamenting as if she had no protector. Text 2. Ekada kashyapa tasya ashraman bhagavan agata nishturam nirnama danan samidher vitaras charat. After many, many days, the great powerful sage Kashyapuni arose from a trance of meditation and returned home to see the ashram of Aditi, neither jubilant nor festive. Text 3. Sa patitanam dina vandanam krishna sa pranagaha sabhajoto yatha nainam idam aha kuru vandana. O best of the Kuru, when the Kasyap Muni had been properly received and welcomed, he took his seat and then he spoke as follows to his wife, Aditi, who was very morose. Text 4. So we'll chant together. I'll repeat. Api abhadranam na vipranam. Api abhadranam na vipranam. Badre loke dhunagatam. Badre loke dhunagatam. Na dharmasya na lokasya. Na dharmasya na lokasya. Mrutyos chandanu vartana. Mrutyos chandanu vartana. Api bhadranam na vipranam. Badre loke dunagatam. Na dharmasya na lokasya. Mrutyos chandanu vartana. Api abhadranam na vipranam. Badre loke dunagatam. Na dharmasya na lokasya. Mrutyos chandanu vartana. Abhadranam vipranam. Api abhadranam na vipranam. Badre loke vinagatam. Na dharmasya na lokasya. Mrutyos chandanu vartina. Api abhadranam na vipranam. Badre loke gunanatam. Na dharmasya na lokasya. Mrutyos chandanu vartanam. Api abhadranam vipranam. Badre loke janaratam. Na dharmasya na lokasya. Mrutyos chandanu vartina. Api abhadranam na vipranam. Badre loke gunagatanam. Na dharmasya na lokasya. Mityos chandanu vartina. Okay. Word to word meaning. Api. Weather. Abhadranam. Ill fortune. Na. Not. Vipranam. Of the Brahmanas. Badre, O most gentle Aditi, Loke in this world, Adhanugam at the present moment, Agatam has come, Na not Dharmasya of religious principles, Na not Lokasya of the people in general, Mrityos death, Chandanuvartana who are followers of the whims of death. Translation and Prabhupada by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Please repeat. O most gentle one, I wonder whether anything inauspicious has now taken place in regards to religious principles. The Brahmanas or the people in general who are subjected to the whims of death. Purport. There are prescribed duties for all inhabitants of the material world, especially for the Brahmanas, but also for the people in general who are subjected to the whims of death. Kashyap Muni, wondering whether the regulative principles which are meant for the well-being of everyone had been dissipated, he accordingly continued his inquiries for the 7 verses. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjanam Shalakaya Chakshurutam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Ukam Karoti Vachalam Angum Langayate Girim Yat Kripatamaham Vande Sri Guru Nidharanam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. Before I start, I seek the blessings of senior Vaishnavas devotees here so that I can be able to speak something. So this chapter is entitled The Payavrata Process of Worship. So just recap what has happened in the previous one. So by reading this first page, as described in this chapter, because Aditi and the mother of the demigod was very affected, her husband Kashyap Muni told her how to observe vows in austerity for the benefit of her son. Since the demigod were not visible in heavenly kingdom, their mother Aditi, because of separation from there, was very much aggrieved. One day, after many, many years, the great sage Kashyapa emerged from the trance of meditation and returned to his ashrama. He saw that the ashrama was no longer beautiful and his wife was very morose. Everywhere in the ashrama, he saw signs of lamentation. The great sage therefore inquired from his wife about the well-being of the ashrama and asked her why she looked so morose. After Aditi informed Kashyap Muni about the ashrama's well-being, she told him that she was lamenting for the absence of her sons. She then requested him to tell her sons could return and reoccupy their position. She wanted all good fortune for her son. Moved by Aditi's request, Kashyap Muni instructed her in the philosophy of self-realization and the difference between the matter and the spirit, and how to be unaffected by the material loss. But when he saw that Aditi was not satisfied, even after he had given these instructions, He advised her to worship Vasudeva, Janardana. He assured her that only Lord Vasudeva could satisfy her, fulfill all her desire. When Aditi then expressed her desire to worship the Lord Vasudeva, Prajapati Kashyapa told her about the process of the worship known as Prayovrata, which executed in 12 days. Lord Brahma had instructed him how to satisfy Lord Krishna by this process. Thus, he advised his wife to observe this vow and its regulative principles. Okay. Hare Krishna. We see that how the demigods were defeated by the demons. It's only due to the power of his spiritual master. So demons, Bali Maharaj, he followed his spiritual master's instructions, so he could able to defeat demigods. Actually, demigods are very powerful in one sense, because they are carried out by orders of the spiritual supreme personality of Godhead. So we see that so much morose is like facing by Aditi. Then we see this material world is full of dualities: loss, gain, profit, and happiness, distress. But we should not be carried out by this loss, gain, and happiness and sad. When we see the life of the Pandavas, we see all every day they are full of surprises. So they don't lose the faith on Krishna, but still they continued, because the only instructions was given by the spiritual master to continue the whatever the process we face every day, but still we should not lose the faith and continue the faith. We see how to, you know, when a person who takes up Krishna consciousness, he also faces all kinds of miseries, dualities, but for the devotee, this material world will not change. It will remain as it is. Krishna has already informed, Dukkhalaya Masashvatam. Though you become a devotee or a non-devotee, but you have to face. But Krishna, when one who takes up Krishna consciousness process, Lord gives him a special power to tolerate. That's what it is said in Bhagavad Gita. Matra sparsyastu kaunteya sitoshna sukha dukkhala agamapayino nityas Just tolerate, O Arjuna, whatever you are facing problem. But still, for the devotee, it is for the beginners or for those who are practicing Krishna consciousness. So he needs to have some more hearing, reading, chanting holy name. Then he can able to get that realization of tolerance, because every time things go beyond us. We don't really want us in our life, but still it goes beyond us. See, Pandavas, life of the Pandavas, they are so powerful, each one of them. It's not like they lost the battle or they lost everything, but still they have more powerful, like Dharmaraj, Bhishma, Bhima, Arjuna. They are all powerful. But still they underwent so much austerity, so much powerful. It is said in Mahabharata, Vyasadeva, for a Kshatriya to move away from the kingdom, not to rule the king, and to get into the forest, it is very difficult situation. We say that it is very difficult, but it is moving away from his constitution position, Varna, Kshatriya, he should rule. That is a passion for him. If he is moved away, you ask him to go as far as for 14 years, it is so much heartbreaking. It's very difficult. Just if a kirtan is going on, so somebody is playing a wrong rhythm, you know everything in and out, but you want to tell, but you cannot. Then how imagine that situation? So you should not tell at the same time, and you should behold your urges. That is an example that I am giving. Like for a Kshatriya, for him to rule a kingdom and rule according to his ashrama, like according to his varna, so he has that passion to rule the kingdom. To go out 14 years in exile, it is very difficult. So then, still they continued in the forest for 14 years and 1 year to be the servant of another king, like undercover. And when they come out, like after the 14 years, then Krishna and everybody get together and they want to fight with the Kauravas. They have all the weapons and all the army. Right moment when Arjuna was about to fight, he asked Krishna to take chariot in between the two armies. So he took. Then he saw his grandfather, teacher, and grandsons. Then he was lamenting, started. So it is said, when you in lament, Goyosan, then you cannot see what is there. So much lamentation. Ashrupurna collectionam. When Arjuna's eyes were filled with the water, tears of water, so he cannot see what is there. Then the best part of Arjuna is, he took the shelter of Krishna. So that's why first chapter is described Arjuna's lamentation, what is called in Arjuna's Shoka Yoga. So lamentation of Arjuna. Shoka means like lamenting, and yoga means he connected himself to the Supreme Lord. Sometimes we also go so much lamentation, but we should take the shelter of Krishna. That is the best part of that. When we lament, if somebody is troubling us, we think of that person and we don't think of Krishna, correct? So we often think of why this person has done to me, what I have done. So we think often why this is happening to me, why this is. We ask so many why. And we should think how I can deal with this situation. That should be the practical life. So if it is said that, so when Krishna, seeing that Arjuna was lamenting, then Krishna starts Bhagavad Gita. So it is easy to be said and then done again. So practice by practice in Krishna consciousness, it will come over. So Krishna also instructs many things to Arjuna, and one of them is Arjuna in between 6th chapter. So Arjuna asks to control, you saying control your mind and control your senses, but it is chanchala manahi Krishna pramati balavadrudam tasyam nigraham manne vayureva shudishkaram. I can able to control the wind, but I cannot control my mind. So Krishna says, next loka immediately, abhyasa yunaita. So when you practice constantly, it will become. It is easy to practice. Whatever you practice in your life, it will automatically comes. It is not by overnight, Krishna, so after instruction Bhagavad Gita, then he fought. No. Overnight, we should not like think that tomorrow, I read today Bhagavad Gita, tomorrow I will become scholar. No, but practice. So that's what it is said in the Bhagavad Gita. So we see, and at the same time we see the life of Prahlad Maharaj. So when he was troubling by Hiranyakashipu, so he did not think of Hiranyakashipu, he think of Lord Vishnu. So how to we deal with the situation? There are the various stories we have come across in Srimad Bhagavatam. So how to deal with the situation, how to trouble, you know, when we get the troubles in our life, so how to deal with the situation. So recently I got an experience of this. Some devotee from the temple, he was asking me to drop to the airport. So I went, while going we were discussing about so many things. So I was telling, okay. Then he asked me, okay, Prabhuji, you drop me here, you can go. Then I told that I don't know address to come back from the temple, from Ohara airport to here. Then he told that, so you have GPS in your phone, so you connect the charger and come back. So while coming back, It was charging was getting down. It was 2%, 1%. In the middle of the road, the mobile was switched off. So imagine that situation. So I was going, I don't know where I was going. It is very difficult to stop in the between the 60 miles per hour cars are going. So I took a break from that journey and I parked aside. So I put a charging. So it got charged. So let me think like what I was thinking. The same person who dropped me, I was thinking in my mind, why did this person ask me to drop? I was not thinking of Krishna ultimately, obviously. So I was constantly thinking, what is this car? It's a car, it's waste, it's not getting charged, mobile. So what should I do? Then I paused for everything. I paused myself. Then luckily I took my bead bag. So I chanted, because I have some number of rounds. So that is not completed, chanted four rounds. Then again, I started, it got charged again, 5%. Again, I started my journey coming to the temple. Then while coming, again it goes 2-1-0 in the middle of the road. So why I'm telling is that when we lament so much, at the time I was lamenting, why? So when we lament so much, immediately that should come to think of Krishna. So those rounds are very attentive in my life. I was chanting without any deviation of my mind. So chanting completed and again still chanting, nursing a prayer, all the slokas which I know. So some or the other I got into one destiny, so lakeshore drive, and I came back to temple. So this is a situation when we lament so much, it is said that don't weep your eyes too much when you are lamenting. You'll miss the opportunity what is standing in front of you. So we should be carefully follow the instructions of the spiritual master and guru, sadhu, shastra, then we should progress in our life. See, demons, they won over the demigods. Just Bali Maharaj followed the instructions of the spiritual master Shukla Acharya. So there are various number of examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So we can see. So in this context, so Prahlad Maharaj also, he was undergoing so much austerity penance, and he was also not like he practiced from after 25 years devotional service. Like he was started his spiritual life right from the beginning, Kaumaram Acharya Pragni. So from the beginning, he was starting spiritual life. Then how strong is today? So it is not that we'll also face all kinds of difficulties like Prahlad Maharaj. No, we may not undergo such troubles in our life, but still we may go some or the other. But still we should remember Krishna, and we should never forget. Smartavya satata Vishnu, vismartavya najata chit. So remembering Krishna it's not like easy task. Okay, now I'm sitting, I close my eyes, I'll remember Krishna. It will not happen. Except Krishna, we will remember everything and we'll forget Krishna. The mind is so uncontrollable. So when we practice, we will able to overcome the lamentation, and still we can practice the devotional service. One day we will get a successful. Will go successful means for a sadhaka to going back home, back to Godhead. That is ultimate success we want. We don't want name, fame, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, jagadisha kame. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu prays, and we should always follow the instructions of the Guru. So we are also seeing that, and another pastime of one who laments. So Harshashoka, this one, Maharaj Chitraketu. So he got son Harshashoka. He gives happiness and also distress. Harsha means happiness, Shoka means distress. So he got the son after many, after he married so many wives, but still he did not get the son. And when finally he got the son, the other wives became envy and they killed the son. It is very hard. But still, he follows the instructions of the Narad Muni. Like, See, this son will give you, he already knows this son will give you happiness and pleasure. But he was thinking, happiness means, okay, when son is born, ultimately, obviously the kingdom will be happy and he will be happy. He was thinking about distress means like happiness, morose, lamentation means maybe he may cause some problems in the kingdom. No, that will be taken care of. We will be always thinking in our mind scale. We don't know what is happening beyond that. So here, and he died, then he was crying. So then again Narad Muni comes and gives instructions, do like this, and then so many instructions we are giving. So that's like in another example we see King Jarasandha captured his King Yadus, all the Yadus, and they were also lamenting. When they were lamenting, they were thinking what went wrong in my life. So each king was, they come together when they're ruling kingdom, they don't cooperate with each other. When the problem comes for everyone, they will all come together and they're discussing, so what should we do? Then they send the messenger to the Krishna, so Krishna, please reveal me. So these are all the pastimes we find in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam is an example for the, to follow the instruction, for example, for the devotees who are practicing spiritual life. And it is very elaborately explanation of each one's pastime. Like we see Ajamal pastime and this one, Harshashoka, Maharaj Chitraketu, Ambarish Maharaj. It is not like we just hear pastimes, okay, very nice story, Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, no. Something we should try to apply in our life when a situation comes. Then Krishna will give you that motivation, that power, or power to tolerate that situation and to overcome. Because we will be caught up in the same problem, because Krishna will be giving, Lord, the material nature is not like, okay, you are surrendered unto Krishna, we will not shower rain from you. No. So when you want to go from one place to another place, if it's so much raining, you need to make a decision how to go from this place to that place without getting wet. So it is not hard to take an umbrella, but I wear a jacket, and you should carry on your duty. Similarly, when Arjuna heard from the Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, so after hearing Bhagavad Gita, still we see that when Abhimanyu, his son, died, so he was crying. Then Krishna also came, he was also crying. Then Arjuna asked, why you are crying? Because I am crying because my son died, why you are crying? Then Krishna said, even after hearing Bhagavad Gita, still you are crying, that's why I am crying. So, but it is not hard to practice in the spiritual life. But it is not said like we should not cry, but at the same time, he carried on his duties. He did not give up. So, Krishna, you told me Bhagavad Gita, you instruct me so many instructions, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, why did you not told that your son is gonna die? No, he did not question that. He carried on his duties and without any, like what you call, without any lamentation, still he carried on his duties and he was successful. So success doesn't come without practice. So we need to, what we are practicing, ultimately it gives us, you know, like tremendous amount of pleasure, happiness, in a good sense. See, one thing we need to know, what is the difference between the, we may have so many ambitions in our life, which is good, we need to do that. We may have some ambitions like becoming a sportsman, becoming an engineer, becoming that, you know, good doctor or a well settled in professional life. No good. It's not bad thing to ambitious. So when it becomes greed, that is very dangerous. When ambition crosses the line of dharma, it becomes greed. So at that time when we see that so much disturbance happening in the society, people for the getting their ambitions, they do all nonsense of things, then it's become a greed. So we should be carefully controlled and follow the instructions from whom? That is another question. From whom shall I follow instructions? Shall I follow instructions from my friend or my relative? No. Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam. So this Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, you should follow the instruction. That's why books distribution, Harinam is so important. People in general, they don't know whom to follow because they follow one leader or one famous film star or a rock star. They follow and they're seeing that same the rock star doing all nonsense things. They just get disheartened. Correct? We may just be like in India, there's so much crazy in cricket. So many people will follow, okay, this person is doing like this. This person, he eats like this. He talks like this. He walks like this. We observe everything in his life and we try to apply. So when these things apply, so why can't you apply Krishna consciousness? It's so beautiful. So easy to apply. So every day following the rules and regulations, the coming, like we have books distribution marathon. So we should all be fired up, and books distribution is the main thing, Sankirtan party. And follow all the instructions of the given by spiritual master, like getting up early in the morning, chanting Hare Krishna mantra, and following four regulative principles. These are all help us to bring near to Krishna. It is only the, it's not like it is put on you. If you don't follow, ultimately you will go down. It's not like process is going down. You are not helping the process. Process is helping you. The Krishna conscious system is helping you to become a progress. We think that, okay, we are doing, okay, Krishna consciousness is improving, becoming bigger. No. This process is helping us. Krishna, so many people have, like, why we are distributing books? Because Krishna, this knowledge is most important for the human society. What he is doing, he is only doing for his sense gratification, not for the pleasure of, for the human society. So-called leaders, Srila Prabhupada always quotes so-called leaders, they say that, okay, I love country, I love you, but they love themselves and their body and their children's, and then if something is remaining, they give. Otherwise, they are always selfish guys. So we should always preach Krishna consciousness as much as possible. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, in the 18th chapter, Ya idam paramam goyam mad bhakti shu abhidashiti bhakti maam param krutva maam evashita samshaya. So Krishna says, like, those who preach this knowledge to the people in general, they are very dear to me. So why can't we become dear to Krishna? He's a source of everything. So these instructions, when we follow, automatically we become progress in spiritual life and will achieve happiness. It's not like, okay, when you start spiritual life, there is no distress. No, there is distress. There will be a problems. There will be many disturbance from the society, parents, everybody. But still, Krishna gives that first aid kit. You know, in the boxing, which like both the parties should be same weight and same power. Like, it's not like one is heavyweight, one is featherweight. But in Krishna consciousness process, when you are a featherweight, Maya is heavyweight, it kicks you. But Krishna consciousness gives you a first aid box. Okay, take the treatment and put it on and again do the boxing. So we see, Krishna sees that endeavor, how we are progressing. By seeing our endeavor, Krishna bestows mercy. It's not like practically when we deities, when you see the deities, we should pray for the, please Krishna, please try to, I am not able to overcome this problem, whatever in our life, like lust, greed, anger. So when you pray for the Krishna with sincere heart, Krishna definitely gives you a solution, that he sends your devotee in your life, and you should take that opportunity and utilize fully, and you should be overcome. It's like you pray for the Krishna, that is first step. Second step, Krishna will send you some devotees or guru or instructions from, it's not like only from guru, you can receive from any other devotee also. You can apply in your life, then you will be successful. Otherwise, okay, you pray for Krishna and Krishna keeps on sending the instruction, but still you neglect. Oh, Krishna, you should only come the instruction. That is not possible. He sends so much devotees, and through the gurus, through the shastras, he will give so many instructions. But you should apply in your life. When you apply something in your life, you will get some doubts. So I applied this thing, but it doesn't work. Is the application is wrong, or the person who told is wrong, or did I not apply properly? Again, we will inquire that application. Then we will ask that same person or a guru, a shastra. Then he will give, okay, you have done like last time like this, this time you do like this. Then you will become success. Otherwise, when we become old, it is very hard to overcome. Because I seen so many old age people, like in my life, my grandfather, he was accustomed to eat so much sweets. So he was not able to overcome. Right from the childhood, he was eating sweets. Then doctors told him, stop eating sweet. So he was diabetic patient. Then he couldn't able to overcome. The roots are the habits of the root. Like it is deeply rooted in our system. Just for example, I'll tell one small story. A father has a father called his sons, three children, and then asked them to do, okay, instead of small child, did you see that small plant? It is in the pot. You pick up, uproot it, and get me. Then he told second son, did you see that big creeper, that big branch tree? Then you uproot and get me. Then ask third son, did you see that big tree, 10 feet tall? Uproot it and get me. So first one easily, he went and pick up, tuck, and he brought it and gave it to father. And second son, he took little time. 10 minutes, 20 minutes. He uprooted tree and brought it to son. And third son, imagine, he took him for 2-3 days and he got. Then all the sons came to the father. Then they were wondering, why you ask us to do this? So then father asked to uproot a small plant. Did it take, how much time did it take? No, it took just like that. I pulled it out in a second. Okay, then he asked second son, how much time did you take? I took for a couple of hours, something like that. I took it up. Then he asked third son. He was very irritated. He was angry. So why you ask me to do this? This is a hard task for me. Then father explains, these are all the habits. It is deeply rooted in our system. So when habit is small, like a creeper, easily you can pull it out. When it grows, it takes some time. When it goes like 10 feet tall, it takes much time. So our habits are deeply rooted in our system. We should take it out by the help of the guru, sadhu, sastra, devotees. So these habits, easily it is not to be done by overnight. Simply by chanting, hearing process. We think that, okay, I'm chanting every day, 16 rounds, following floor, regulative principle, but nothing is happening, no. It will happen. It is churning inside the heart. We see the pastimes of previously, like churning of the ocean milk. When devatas and demigods and demons were churning the ocean of the milk, did they got first as a surprise amrita, like nectar? No. They got first what do you call poison, all kinds of these things. So when we churn our heart by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, we'll get so many ideas. So all the anarthas which are deeply rooted in our system, it will come one after another. We should not carry out by that order. Okay, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I'm getting so many business ideas. That means I should give up chanting and start business? No. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, I'm getting so much lusty desires. So I give up chanting? Okay, sir. So that should be not there. So we should always have hope. Because it is a process we have started after so many lifetimes after lifetime. It is not like we have started this process from lifetime previous. And also, while getting a human form, we have started after 15 or 16 some years, 15 years when we somebody preached to us and we get uninterested, then we got our association of devotees, then we are able to chant Hare Krishna Mantra. So then Hare Krishna Mantra will reveals all kinds of desires. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nadanam Najanam Na Sundarim Kavitam Jagadisha Kami Mama Janmani Janmanti Bhavata Bhakti. So I don't want any kinds of desire. So Krishna gives all kinds of all kinds of facilities to enjoy, but we should not catch that ball. Krishna Maya throws all kinds of ball of a woman, ball of a car, ball of a this one. We should, since lifetime after, we are catching those balls and we are playing that. So now stop catching ball and start chanting. So these are all the points which are beyond my realization though. So I will to prepare for last night. So the final conclusion was that, so when we are morose, when we lament, we should think of Krishna and follow the instructions of the spiritual master, or get the advice from your mentor or senior Vaishnavas. Then you are able to overcome that lamentation. Less like here we see Aditi, she is also lamenting so much, and she waited till husband comes. She is not like an ordinary lady. She is also powerful. She can do anything. But why she waited for husband to instruct? Because she knows his husband is a spiritual master. He will give guidance. And husband, ultimately, he gives the ultimately what is should be followed. This process of payovrata, process of worship. It is, then he comes and he instructs, like, you should drink milk only for 12 days. And when you drink only milk for 12 days, and also follow the process of deity worship, like do the deity worship of Lakshmi Narayana, Radha Krishna, and offer him fruits and flowers. There is so much process we'll see in further. So after doing that process, you will get an boon that you can see your sons again, regain back. Then Lord Vamandeva will be born. Then the kingdoms of the heavenly planet acquired by demigods. So thank you very much. If you have any questions, comments, corrections. Hare
Krishna. Maybe if you could make the connection between yesterday we were talking about Bali Maharaj and now the verses are talking about someone else.
Sorry, I'm not clear what you're saying.
The verses, like yesterday we were talking about Bali Maharaj and now we're talking about somebody else. Could you explain a little bit who the verses are talking about?
This chapter is like when your question is like Bali Maharaj, we are talking about previous chapter today, how we got this verse. Your ask question is that? Who are the Bali Maharaj? Yeah. Kashyap Muni is son of Brahma, and Aditi is a Aditi and Diti, he has two wives. Aditi is a sons of, sorry, she was mother of the demigods, and Diti is a mother of demons. So this Aditi and Diti, we have the word Aditya derived from Aditi, because Adityas are the devatas. Diti is derived from Daityas, that are begetting sons of the demons. They are both have one father, but they are different attitude, different way of thinking. Because they, when the Kashyap Muni was asked, I want to enjoy with your Diti, like the mother of the demons. At that time, Kashyap Muni was told, it's not a good time for her to enjoy me. But still, he insisted. So then they got the other demons. And whereas Aditi is a follower of the rules and regulations Shadu Shastra. So then they got bigger, the sons of demigods. That's how Aditi and Diti are also husband of Kashyap Muni. Then we see this chapter is entitled Executing Prayavrata Process of Worship. So then we have so much description of the incoming chapters of Diti and Aditi. If somebody want to add something.
The reason it's going into this chapter is that by the instructions of Brihaspati, the demigods vacated. So they left the kingdom of heaven, and now Aditi is lamenting. Her sons, you know, are not there. They left, their kingdom was taken away by the demons. So in the state of lamentation, then Kasyapa Muni comes to the ashram and see that she was all despondent and there was no... So then that's how this chapter, you know, is connected to the narration.
Thank you. Any... Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Grandra Srimad Bhagavatam Gita.